Governor Pat McCrory has emphasized a lot that he thinks that we should be getting people ready in terms of an actual tangible skill set to go directly into a job. That doesn't really line up in lockstep with the liberal arts education. What are your thoughts on the values of the liberal arts education complementing some of the more skills-related institutions across the system?
Well, you know, I think the way I put it is, it's the job of the university to prepare somebody for their last job, not their first job. You know, that is, we're preparing people for a career that probably is going to involve numerous different jobs. You know, the projections are that people who are graduating from college today will have, you know, some of them as many as 40 different jobs, but certainly they'll have a lot of different jobs. You know, I've had 8 different jobs in my career, and you know, the economy is moving much faster today than it did when I was graduating from college. And you know, I read a statistic the other day that from the Department of Labor, so it's not a wild group, you know, the Department of Labor, that says that 65% of the people that are in high school or younger are likely to be in a job that's not yet been invented. So it's really hard to think about preparing people for a particular job. And I think, you know, what the governor refers to is matching the skills to the workforce. And I think that is important. You know, there are lots of people that are hired with liberal arts backgrounds that bring the core competencies of ability to communicate, ability to reason, ability to deal with data and to manage that data, to understand it and to figure out how to use it to solve problems. I mean, those are real key competencies that lots of employers are looking for. We've done surveys of employers, and so we kind of know what they're looking for, and it does match up actually quite well with what we believe the liberal arts produces, and we generally find that employers are happy with our graduates. And so, you know, I think we're doing a lot of things right. I do think that there's need for the university moving forward to pay attention to some areas that maybe we haven't given as much attention to, and to modify our curriculum in ways that would pay attention to that. So I know, for example, there's some institutions in the country that are thinking about, well, what's the role of computer science? Should it be part of a general education curriculum, you know, much like English or history, so that we're sure that people have basic understanding, not so that we can turn everybody into a computer scientist, but so that they have basic understanding of that field, which is so important to society today. So, you know, we have an important role to play. I think, you know, it's a different role than the community colleges, and you know, it's a role that's been really critical to America's economy historically, and I think will continue to be.
How impactful is that part of the job of president? I guess how much does that cross your day-to-day mind over the last 5 years of trying to keep up with the, I mean, ever-changing and quickly changing job market that's out there? How do you predict for what the kids are coming in for that are going to be graduating in 4 years that, you know, may change majors a couple of times, and also the entire career path may be different?
Right. I think it's really hard for us today, sitting here today, to try to predict what the future is going to look like in 10 years, you know, or 20 years. If you had told me when I graduated from college that, you know, I would spend a large portion of my day in front of a TV screen typing on something that didn't have a carriage return, I would have said you were crazy, because it was, you know, there weren't computers, or there were computers, but not desktops, and we didn't use them in the workplace. And I remember when I got one of the first ones as a judge. And you think about how much the world has changed just in the last 20 to 30 or 40 years, and that change is not going to slow down. It's going to go faster. I mean, think about where we were when we didn't have the kinds of devices that we now carry around in our pockets that can not only make phone calls, which was sort of unique when we first had cell phones, but you know, we can do almost anything now from our phone, and we are only at the cutting edge or the beginning of what we're going to see happen with robotics and with sensors, and we're already seeing cars that can drive themselves. And so, I mean, the world's going to continue to change. We need to prepare people to move around within that economy, to be adaptable and flexible. And again, it takes a set of skills that allows them to be successful in a variety of different endeavors. If we train them just to do one thing and that one thing goes away, then we've done them a disservice. And so I think that's the role of the university, and that's what we have to continue to keep our focus on.